Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The fact that they don't see the dream, the fact that they don't see what you can be, has nothing to do with what God can do. Nothing at all. I don't care who you are, go cut your TV on. You cut your TV on 7 days a week. That little black boy with the stuttering problem, he all over that TV. That little black boy messed around and became a TV star. She didn't see it. How many times have you shared a dream with somebody and they didn't see it? See, that's why the Bible says a man without a dream or vision shall perish, because you can't make it without dreams and vision. If you're in this room and you're on a team, you know why Ween is so successful? You know why? Because he set goals. I bet you he got a target for what he's shooting at. He got a vision of where he's shooting at. When he won team member of the year the first year, I bet he said, I'm going to do it again next year. I bet he did. Because guess what? If you see it, you can achieve it. If you don't have visions, you can't make it in this world. I don't care if you got on a lime green shirt, I don't care if you got on a black suit, a white t-shirt, or a pimping gold mohair. Yeah. Without dreams and visions, you can't make it. I'm going to give you two scriptures that changed my life. Now, I told you, I'm going to motivate you, but I can't without faith. I'm a grown man. I got it. I wish I knew what I knew. Back then, I was in, who's the lady, the beautiful sister that's in the middle, that's the writer? Novia? That's a bad girl. What's her name? Novia? This a bad sister right here. She was interviewing me today. I took extra time with her interview. You know why? And I hugged after the interview. I've been interviewing for 30 years. She said, thank you for your time, Mr. Harvey. I said, you know why I took so much time? Because you care. She care. She asked me stuff that was rich, real questions. Why? Why did you feel this way? Why did you do? I want Jamaica to know who you are. That sister right there was rich. But she doing her gift. She probably been writing and talking to people her whole life. Now all of a sudden, she interviewing Steve Harvey. Now, I ain't saying I'm all that, but the Bible said, the whole scripture says, your gift will make room for you and put you in the presence of great men. I'm going to give you something that changed my life. A very short scripture changed my life. I just found it this year. No, listen, for real. I've been saying it for years, but I just read it in the Bible this year. Because look, man, I don't fake the funk. My mama was a Sunday school teacher. I know a lot about the Bible. I just don't know what nothing is. I can give you 5, 6 scriptures. That's all I know. But I know 5, 6 good ones, though. Them 5, 6 got me here today. I'm going to give you 2 of them right now. Probably give you 3. You know the biggest scripture that changed my life is the smallest scripture? It's in James 4:2. You have not because you ask not. Uh-oh, listen to me. I can't even tell you how big that is. Look at me. This is the coldest thing I'm going to tell you today. You have not because you ask not. It's that simple. Most people don't have the life of their dreams because you ain't never asked God could you have it. You've been trying to do it yourself. You've been trying to figure it out for yourself, how that's been working out for you. Kind of crazy, ain't it? I just told you earlier you can't figure it out. Ain't no scripture nowhere tell you to figure it out. What you trying to figure your life out for? It ain't yours. You ain't make it. You ain't the creator. You ain't got nothing to do with tomorrow. You can't change the past. So what you tripping with your life for? You have not because you ask not. Y'all ain't never asked God could you be rich. Most people ain't rich today because you ain't never asked God could you be rich. I asked God every day when I was homeless. At the lowest point of my life, I asked God every day could I be rich. You know why? Because I had it up to here with being poor. I lived in a car, dog. I ain't had no backyard. I ain't had no TV. I ain't had no phone. I ain't got no bathroom. I ain't got no sink. I asked God every day, could I be rich? So I cut a deal with him. I told God, if you let me make it, when I get there, every chance I get, I'm going to tell everybody it was you. Here I am. And it was him. It was him. Now you got another route you want to take, go ahead. See, the thing about having faith is you don't need nobody's permission. You don't have to take out a loan. You don't have to get accepted into the course. You can start your faith today. You can start your walk with God today. You ain't got to clear it with nobody. There's plenty of openings. He's available. All you got to do is go. I got rich, and I'm not bragging, but I'm just telling you, I got rich because I asked. She asked me today, she said, is there anything about you that we don't know? I'll tell you, let me tell you how I did it. I was at the doctor's office the other day, and you know, they got on the medical form, they say, are you allergic to anything? And I didn't check no block. But the nurse always go over everything to make sure. She said, Mr. Harvey, are you allergic to anything? I said, yes. She said, it's not checked in the block.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I said, because y'all probably ain't got that in here. She said, excuse me? Are you allergic to anything? I said, yes. She said, you didn't check the block. I said, because y'all ain't probably got that in here. She said, sir, we have every medication known to man in here. She said, what medication are you allergic to? I said, oh, I thought you just asked me why I'm allergic to something. I'm not allergic to medicine. She said, what you allergic to? I said, poverty. You know how I found out I was allergic to poverty? I was sitting around one day and I was just itching. I didn't know what. I said, what the hell? I was just digging. What is going on? I was just digging. I went to the doctor. They couldn't give me nothing. You don't have eczema. You don't have high blood. You don't have diabetes. And I found out what it was. I went to a seminar when I was 23 years old. And the guy said, when you can't sleep at night and you're struggling and you can't make ends meet, it's probably because you're allergic to poverty. And I went, that's it. I got to quit being poor. And do you know I ain't itch since? I was allergic to poverty. It's a real disease, man. A lot of y'all in here allergic to it, but you have other symptoms. Some of y'all don't itch. Some of y'all just cry for no reason. You ever been sitting up driving your car? You're, ah! It's because you're poor. You ever open up your mailbox and see it stuffed with mail and you know 90% of them is bills and you start crying? It's because you're poor. You know, I like doing messages like this because I watch my audience, because I'm a professional, so I watch my audience and it tells me where to go next. There's a dude in here that has not had one reaction to anything I've said today. I ain't touched this button yet, but I will. As soon as I hit that button, I'm gonna point right at him. What was I talking about? Oh, I'm gonna give you the scripture. You have not because you ask not. It is an amazing scripture, man. If you would only ask, well, Steve, what do I ask for? Everything. You want a relationship with God where God is not only your king, he's your companion, he's your guide, he's your friend. You know how you can tell your friend anything? That's the relationship he's looking for. You ain't got to go to church to get that. You had that at your house. Sorry about that, Pastor. Oh. You probably had to go to his church to get it, but you can have a relationship with God on your own. You got to have that, man. Listen to me. When you ask God for something, it's a very simple thing. You know how I acquired a lot of stuff was because of a second scripture I'm going to tell you about. See, you have not because you ask not. You got to start asking God for big stuff. Stop wasting God's time with all this little stuff. Lord, help me make my rent. Don't he always? You keep coming up with the rent. Lord, help me make my rent. You keep coming up with it. Has it ever occurred to you that maybe you should ask God for a mortgage? You ever thought of that? I mean, look, man, if God gonna give you the money for rent and he rewards you according to your faith, if you quit asking for rent and ask for mortgage, you don't think God got mortgage money? But you know why you don't ask God for the mortgage? Because you keep getting in the way. It says you have not because you ask not. But you say, well, I don't have a job that dictates I would afford a mortgage. I don't make enough money. I got bad credit. You think God don't know that? He said ask. You have not because you ask not. So you rule yourself out of the mortgage simply because you won't ask. Just go ahead and ask God for the house. You think God don't know you need a better job? mess around and make you team member of the year. I bet Ween can get a house. But see, you all in the way. You block your own blessing because you get in the way of the answer. God don't need you in the way, man. I'm telling you real. Just ask God for big stuff. Lord Jesus, help me get out of debt in 7 years. What? You told God to get you out of debt in 7 years because you was watching TV and they got a DVD for $39.95. Get out of debt in 7 years. Why would you ask God to get you out of debt in 7 years? Who you think you're talking to? Ain't this the same God that made heaven and earth in 6 days? Why would it take him 7 years to get you out of debt? Who you owe? Hey, man, have you ever thought about it like this? I use humor to get people to trip. He made heaven and earth in 6 days. You need 7 years from God to get you out of debt. You're crazy. God do big stuff. Ask God for something big. Now, here's the second one. The next thing you need to do, Oprah been on TV for 30 years telling people about vision boards. If you don't have a vision board, if you don't have your dreams written down, that's the other reason you don't have it. I just gave you the two main reasons why people don't have the life of their dreams. Number one, you don't ask God for it. And number two, you won't write it down.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.